Okay, I had a feeling that most of the chevra wouldn't be here tonight, so you're the brave ones. So I decided that instead of beginning the sugya in Tanis and Avrachas, which I'm not going to be here next Monday, so we'll start the following Monday. So I decided that it would be a good opportunity to learn a piece from the Chalban. I know that's tomorrow night, but that's something else. But to learn a piece from the Chalban on what we're learning. That's Tu B'Shvat, the Tu B'Shvat. Just coming straight from our Tu B'Shvat Suda, thank you. And I decided that I wanted that it would be kedai to do this, and we'll begin the Sugya Mitzvah Shem next time. We've been talking about Simchias Yerushalayim Gilu Bada. What's unique about the Limud of Yerushalmi, and we're going to see it in a few of the Sugyas, is that there is this zivug that takes place to Shemaim and Aris, Tosh B'Chsav, Tosh B'Alpeh. We learned a piece from Rav Kook, and I was going over this piece from the Chalban today, and it struck me how it's very much nogei to what we're doing. So let's just talk for a few minutes. B'mabat Shetchi, the Chalban says, before we learn inside, just by way of a little introduction, eating is something which is a physical act. It's a simple physical act. That's what eating is, and the entire chiyus that's found in a fruit that we're eating is the chiyus that gives life to the body. And so, what we see that the Bach and other and many tzaddikim speak about the achila of Eretz Yisrael, eating the pears of Eretz Yisrael. And that somehow, by eating the pears of Eretz Yisrael, the pears themselves have a side of pnimius and of chitzonius. There's a side of pnimius and chitzonius, meaning that there's a sherish pnimi. We'll see how this affects the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. We'll talk about this in a minute. That there's a sherish pnimi, there's something different about the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. There's everything that exists, comes from Eretz Elyon, from a higher world, and we only see the end of it in this world that we're living in here, down below. And the peris of Eretz Yisrael, the neshama of the peris, of the fruit, have a more direct impact upon each and every Jew who eats those peris than anything else in the world. The pasuk of the minim for which Eretz Yisrael is blessed says, Eretz chito sayer, a gefen lutain, a verimain, Eretz Eishem Udvash. So it says the word Eretz twice. And the Sfarim say that there's a reason halach, of course, what we learn out from the fact that it says Eretz twice in terms of the Kedima of Brachas. But Eretz twice means that whereas everything in the world comes from Hashem, the Peris of Eretz Yisrael, one can feel more directly and connect more directly to the Eretz HaElyona, to that earth or that world above, and the world below. Now, what does this mean, and what does this have to do with what we're learning? So look at the piece you have. We'll do it quickly inside. Then, in Yitzhak Hashem, we'll begin the sugya next year. Is l'ora devarim elu. You see what it says, peris Eretz Yisrael, psichas lev l'tayr. L'ora devarim elu, novin is ma'ashamu chacham b'medrash. It says in the medrash, Rabbi Shmuel by Kumi Rabbi, Bnei Bavel b'schus ma'hem chayim. The question was asked, Bnei Bavel, what keeps the Bnei Bavel alive? Or b'schus ma'hem chayim? The Bnei Bavel b'schus, what are they living? Why are they living? Amalei b'schus Torah. So he says that Bavel is living in the schus of Torah. Bnei Eretz Yisrael b'schus ma'hem chayim. What about Bnei Eretz Yisrael? B'schus ma'hem chayim. Amalei b'schus trumas ha'maisus. B'schus of trumas ha'maisus. It's interesting. B'nei suria b'schus ma'hem chayim. Amalei b'schus shehem echabdim es yam tovim v'shabbos. So the Chaban writes, Hinei hu dvar pela. This is a wondrous thing. Ki nirish ha'b'nei bovel chayim b'schus ha'tar. Chazal are telling us, Rebbe is saying, that Bnei Bavel, Bnei Chutz La'aretz, live in the schus of the learning that they're doing. They live because of the Torah that they're learning. Bnei Eretz Yisrael b'schus Trumas HaMaisis. And that Bnei Eretz Yisrael are living in the schus of Trumas HaMaisis. V'alu b'vadei Eretz Yisrael hi la'ele mi Bavel. Of course, Eretz Yisrael is higher and more elevated than Bavel. U'madu achiyus shel Bavel hi elyona. So why is it that the source of life of Bavel is higher? Shia Torah Kadosh, which is the Torah. U'bnei Eretz Yisrael chayim called Trumas HaMaisis. The Bnei Yisrael are living because of the Trumas HaMaisis that they take off from what they eat, from the fruits. Why is that? Zaisvayd. Hinei b'mamari chazal rabim mizbar heitev she'ein Torah k'Torah Eretz Yisrael. Now, what we've been learning from the beginning is that there's something unique about Torah Eretz Yisrael. It's different. She behira u'me'ira. The Torah Eretz Yisrael is clear and is illuminating. Ba'amkus, great depth, u'kedusha atzuma, and tremendous kedusha. V'ini bevadei shebnei Eretz Yisrael nizayinu mitaras Hashem ha'liyayin ha'mi'ir ba'aretz. So therefore it must be that those who have the schus to live in Eretz Yisrael, that they're affected by and they're being nourished by the highest and deepest Torah. And yet it's davki, says, u'madua, omru chacham b'schus chumas ha'maisis. And yet Bnei Eretz Yisrael are living in the schus of Trumas HaMaisis, not Torah. Ela shetov inside God. Ki bevadai ha-Torah hi me'al ha-kol. There's no question that the Torah is me'al ha-kol, that the Torah is higher than anything. V'gam b'Eretz Yisrael hi mekor ha-brocha kula. And then in Eretz Yisrael, of course, Torah is also the mekor ha-brocha. Ela shebe'Eretz Yisrael yesh orim yuchad mo'ayd. However, in Eretz Yisrael, there is an Or Miuchad Ma'od. There's a light that is unique. Shu Soid HaShefa HaMezukach. Now remember, what we're learning is that Simchas Yishalayim Megilu Bar, that Eretz Yisrael is the place where Kivyochel, the husband and wife, are living. That's the Simcha of Eretz Yisrael. That's where Hashem Yisbach and Knesset Yisrael, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Neshechina are living. That's the home. So there's an Or Miuchad Ma'id, and that's what makes the Torah different. And Mitzvah, that's what we're learning. That there's something different about Torah Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael, the Torah is the Torah that comes from Hashem and Am Yisrael being at home with each other. Shusayt Hashefa Mzukach, Shemeir Laguf L'Neshama Ke'achad. So remember, we were learning last week that it's all one sugya, the connection between heaven and earth, Kodesh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Neshechina, Chasan and Kala, Nisham and the Guf. It's all one sugya. It's the same sugya. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, the Or Miuchad Ma'od, the Chalban explains that she was Sayyid Hashefa Hamzukach, Shemeir LaGuf LaNisham Ke'echad. That the Nisham and the Guf are both together, are being nourished, Ke'echad, as one. Generally, when a person eats, with the exception of tzaddik and big people, that tzaddik oichel esayva nafsho, a tzaddik eats, and he eats l'shem shemayim, whatever that means, we're not going into right now, and that somehow he's able to extract kedusha from the food that he eats, wherever he is. But generally speaking, most people, regular people, the more you eat than what you eat, it makes you more magusham. It makes you more of a part of this world. It makes you more physical. Besides that you put on weight, it weighs you down in this world. Because it's a shtik gashmis, it's a piece of gashmis. But there's something unusual. Now, of course, people gain weight in Eretz Yisrael as well. But in Pnimius, he says, Shusayt HaShef HaMzukach, Shemei L'guf L'Nisham HaKeachad, V'husayt Trumas HaMaisers. What's the meaning of Trumas HaMaisers? That there's something different about the produce of Eretz Yisrael. She'choysfim Es HaKedusha, She'begashmius, Shel Eretz Yisrael, V'b'schus Zeh, that somehow as a result of eating the peiros of Eretz Yisrael and of being mekayim the mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz, that it has the effect of refining a person, of making a person more connected to his neshama, of bringing about a greater level of, or more intense level of a relationship between the neshama and the guf. not just meat, not just the guf. It's feeding the neshama as well. And as the Bach explains in the other tzaddikim, that the achila of Eretz Yisrael, that the food of Eretz Yisrael, particularly the fruits that grow from the earth of Eretz Yisrael, they make a person more qualified and make him into a kli that's more prepared to receive from the Eretz Halyon, to prepare to receive Torah from Shemayim. Torah is Eretz Yisrael. Ki kidei lekabel Torah sarach lios guf tahar. Because in order for a person to be a kli that can receive Torah from Shemayim, there needs to be a greater connection between the guf and the neshama, between this world and the other world. There's Torah that's being sent from the higher world. The guf naturally resists something that's otherworldly, because the guf, the body, is grounded in physical reality. So the guf resists something that's not physical. It doesn't. It's not a kli to makabel something that's spiritual. The body is not spiritual. So it resists any type of an interference that comes from somewhere else, from someplace higher. That's as far as chutz la'aretz is concerned. Now, as a result of that, it's more difficult for us to tune into the frequency of Torah min ha-shamayim, of Torah. It's more difficult for us. Remember, we were talking last week about the shidduch between Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh. We're learning from the Eretz HaTorah from Rav Kook. And Rav Kook is writing that as we return to the land, as we connect once again to Eretz Yisrael, so that brings about a greater and deeper connection between Shemayim and Eretz, between Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh. So what the Chabad is explaining here is that in order to be able to receive Torah shebichsav, in order to be a clay kibbel that is able to connect the Torah that's flowing from Shemayim, the body has to be more refined, because the body that's unrefined resists spiritual interference. It just wants to be in this world. Now, generally speaking, eating is something that thickens the guf, that makes a person less sensitive to frequencies from beyond this world. It brings him more and deeper into, and makes him more embedded in this world. That's generally what eating does. Torah is not just a subject that you can, that you're smart and you could absorb it in your mind. In order to receive Torah, a person has to be a clay kibble. It has to become more ruchni. Be more ruchni. You can't fill yourself with all kinds of stuff from this world and expect that the Torah should be able to enter you the same way. Because if you have made yourself coarse and unresponsive and detached from the other world, so then it's difficult for you to tune into that frequency that's coming from the other world. The body has to be refined. The body has to be more pure. Shaydekach nasa kli hagun, the kabbalas or elyon shel haTorah. And in that way, the person can become, the guf can become a kli that is hagun, that is fitting, the kabbalas or elyon shel haTorah, to receive the exalted light, the transcendent light of the Torah. Now, we just saw this in the parasha. We just saw this Per Shabbos. That what? Hine devez amatzinu ba'ech lehaman. We saw this by the Eichlei Haman, that when it came to the food of the Midbar, the food of that generation that received the Torah was man. She'achluhu k'dei she'izdakechu begufam. Hashem Shabbat didn't drop. There were Jews that would have preferred if Hashem would have dropped fleishigs, or if you're the other type, you know, begziti or something. They would have preferred that. Many people would have preferred that. But Hashem, and if Hashem, Hayipal Hashem Adot, Hashem could drop down any food that it didn't have to just be something that would taste like anything that you thought of. It could have been that food itself. You could have thought of something and it would have been that food. It's not any more difficult for Hashem's book. But the Meichel, the Oichel that we had in order to become Am Yisrael, in order to receive the Torah, the Eichel was davke something that Chazal referred to as Lechem Abirim, the pasuk Lechem Abirim, which is the food of angels. It was something, of course, it had to come down in a very, very, very subtle, sublime lavush of some substance, but it wasn't a regular type of food. Sharchlu k'deishi is dakechu beguf al makabel satar, because in order for us to absorb the Torah that we received pretty quickly after we left, in order for us to really absorb that, we had to go through a process of refinement. We had to change the frequency of our gufim, of our bodies, to become kalim, that were more adept at receiving something that's from a higher place. Because the body develops, is built, and grows from the food that a person eats. Everybody knows that for that brief time when we were at Har Sinai, the filth of the snake stopped. For that time that we came until the Chet HaEgel, we experienced something like Moshe Rabbeinu, who didn't even need to eat at all. We came to a madrega where the physical world had no real importance to us. Now that's not the tachlis, but we had for that time we had something like that. What brought this about? If you look carefully at the parashas that we're learning right now, Tirusha ben Kriyas Yamsuf beParashas B'Shalach, and you'll see that between Kriyas Yamsuf in Parashas B'Shalach, uBein Maimon HaSinai and Maimon HaSinai, which is this Shabbos, which is this week, Parashas Yisro, that in between Kriyas Yamsuf and the Parashah of Kabbalah Satorah, Boa Parashas Haman. Now, why does the Torah Dafka have to fill us in? You know, ain mukta mamucha b'Torah, so the chronology is not the issue, when it happened. The point is that the Torah is telling us that in order for us to be able to receive the Torah, in order for any Jew ever to be somebody who's capable of receiving Torah, he has to be among those who are called Eichle Haman. Now, we never saw it, we never tasted it. So why does the Torah place the parasha of Man in between Kriyas Yamsuf and Maimon HaSinai? Shiha parasha hiikar v'shaben Yitzias Mitzrayim ben Matan Torah. In other words, somehow that from Yitzias Mitzrayim, in order to get to Har Sinai, we had to start eating this thing called man. That's what the Torah is telling us. Nimtza shahainyan ha'ikari sheben yitzias mitzrayim lematan Torah hu achilas haman. Ubemuvan ze, hine haman hu shezikeh chesisrael kabbalat Torah. The Svarim tell us that food, the man, had an effect upon us, even in that short time. That change in our diet brought to some refinement that would enable us to come to Har Sinai and to receive the Torah. For instance, you'll see, Gemara says, "Hizaru ba'aniyim shemehem teitzei Torah." That be careful with poor people. Shemehem teitzei Torah. That from poor people there's a greater likelihood that Torah will come forth. So make sure to treat, and for many other reasons, but make sure to treat poor people in a proper way. Shemehem teitzei Torah. There's more of a likelihood that Torah is going to come out from poor people than from wealthy people. And the Chavos HaLevavos and the other tzaddikim explain why is that. We see that in our times, in Eretz Yisrael, the level of learning in Eretz Yisrael. It's not so people think because it's easier for them because they speak Lashon HaKodesh. That's the least of it. The more obvious and deeper difference is that in Eretz Yisrael, for the most part, over the years, the Jews have remained Eichle Haman. In other words, not that they're actually eating man, but until recently, they also didn't have on every block 45 restaurants to choose from. And even now, the restaurants that are there, if you walk in, unless you're just going to some falafel joint. The restaurants that you're going in, the ones that have, like, you know, nice lights and stuff, those are all filled with Americans and you only hear English or maybe some French or something. Very, very rare. They're not filled with Israelis. You can go to Cafe Rimon and talk in English and any of the other places, and they're trying to hire, you know, Israelis that speak English and that know how to try to act polite and stuff. So the population of B'nai Torah in Eretz Yisrael are still to some degree much bigger Archlei Man than B'nai Chutz La'aretz. And you can't compare the level of learning, the level of Torah in Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Ad Hayom you can't compare. So his Arubanim, that poor people, when it comes to poor people, not because they want to starve, not because they wouldn't like to eat, but by necessity, that's the reality of their lives, is that they're usually not foodies. They can't afford to be. They don't eat as a matter of recreation. You know, where are we going today? That's not the way of life in Eretz Yisrael by the B'nai Torah, by the B'nai Yeshivas. It never was. Maybe now it's a little bit different. Now that's because of the influence of the island that's coming from Chutz La'aretz. To be an Oichel Haman, when we receive the Torah, he says, "Haynu shahaman hayalechem mezukach," because in the Torah itself, it's very clear that this is not regular food. It's some type of lechem mizukach. It's something pure. It's the least physical of any food that any human being ever ate. Whatever that was, because it says in the Torah, it's a mahu. What is it? They didn't know what it was. And that's why it could be so much affected by your machshava. In other words, it was very much a part of the olam ha-machshava. You could stare all day long at a piece of bread, and it's not going to be a steak, and it'll be a piece of bread. Because there's such a gap between food and the Olam HaMachshav and Ruchnius, you can't change it with a thought. You can't affect it with a thought. There are two different worlds. There's the physical world and there's Olam HaNeshama. By the Mon, it was a strange thing that it would taste the way that you thought. But the substance of it was something that was not from Mamish, from this world. Whatever that means, it had on the label, the man had on the label, you know, besides how many calories and they have all different things, the energy and different, all the stuff that on the label of the man it said nachash free, zuhama free. It's the only thing that could ever advertise as being zuhama less, no zuhama, no filth, no impurity of the snake. It's not dragged down into the physical world. That was unusual about the man. It's interesting that people that the rest of the Torah they're not so excited about when it comes to Parshas Haman, because it says in some Svarim it's a school for Parnasa. Somebody told me that he davened in a Sfaradish shul. Who told me this? Somebody from here. He davened in a Sfaradish shul last week. And oh yeah, I know who told me. Yeah. So he davened. There was a kiddush in a Sfaradish shul in Cedar. There's a Sfaradish shul and there's a kiddush there. And he said that they didn't get back from shul until 12:30 because they read the Parshas Haman 12 times. They called up people to give them aliyahs. People bought aliyahs. And they repeated the Parshas Haman. So they repeated getting the halach of what, those brachas, whatever it was. But they repeated the Parshas Haman because the whole island there was fighting to be able to get an aliyah by the Parshas of the Man. So why? So they could become more magushim. To become more magushim. It was to have more of this world. Because it's a school, so to become more of the, to get more of this world. But that's not what Achilas Haman. It's just the opposite. It's without the zuhama sanachash. V'yidua shehodam machlif chomrim begufo. And now when a person eats, as he eats more and more, then the contents of his body changes. Your body becomes that which you were eating during the year. So it turns out that when Bnei Yisrael are eating the man, their body underwent this transformation. They became oichlei haman. Now, because they were not holding by that, and they remembered the Sira Basa of Mitzrayim, so they had tainis. They wanted to have something gishmak. They were upset, and it wasn't enough for them a machshava. They wanted to have that piece of flesh. So there were those who were complaining. Shenivna mimachol kaddish zeh. They were eating this food that was kaddish, and as a result of that achila, there was an achila of kedusha. So even though they weren't tzaddikim, they were brought to some place else. Their bodies were taken to a different madrega. L'chein paska zuma, because they needed to be cleaned. There was this cleaning. The body was cleaned out of all the junk, all the junk food, and all the garbage. The body was cleansed of that. Ki ein zuma psailus b'man. That's why when they ate the man, they didn't have to go to the bathroom from the man. It didn't. There was no psoilus. There was no bad stuff. The body didn't have to be mevarer. Didn't have to be mevarer. The man. The man was mivurar, mizukach. So lechem abir. It's called lechem abir, which is the malachim. Shenivla be'evarim. It became completely absorbed in the evarim. It was purely nutritious, but in ruchnius, and it also gave them life physically. It did without anything that goes into the bathroom. And this brought about that impurity that the Nachash infused in Chava, and that all of mankind is polluted by that obsession with food, with physical. Stuff that was cleaned out during that time to get ready for Kabbalah Zatar and beyond. So the Svarim tell us that there's something different about the food of Eretz Yisrael. The food of Eretz Yisrael. Shema Tnuva Shemach Shira as Bnei Eretz Yisrael Kabbal Torah El Yoina. That it's the nourishment. Is the produce that prepares Bnei Eretz Yisrael to receive the highest type of Torah. Torah Shel Eretz Yisrael. Torah Shel Eretz Yisrael. It was generally, usually, eating itself for regular people, not a tzaddik, but for regular people, eating interferes between the flow that's coming down from Shemayim into this world. Eating is something which interferes, because it coarsens the body. But the achila of Eretz Yisrael, meaning the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, is just the opposite. Doesn't do that. It's ke'ein achila saman. That it's machshir b'nei Yisrael to receive Torah Elyona. In other words, it benefits, it increases and intensifies that connection between above and below, as opposed to food in general, everywhere else, interrupts that connection. And the Torah is a higher Torah. So going back to this interesting psik to Chazal say here, so Bnei Bavel, they live in the schus of Torah, and Bnei Eretz Yisrael live in the schus of Trumas HaMaisis. Nobody would say that Trumas HaMaisis is higher than Torah. And what's the question? Eretz Yisrael, the Torah of Eretz Yisrael is higher than the Torah of Chutz La'aretz. So what does it mean that in Bavel they live in the schus of Torah, and in Eretz Yisrael they're living in the schus of what? Fruit and vegetables? That's what they're living in the schus of eating? Now we understand what the Chalban is explaining. Is not that everybody agrees that Torah is the highest. That's not an argument. The question is, what is it that distinguishes between Torah's Bavel and Torah's Eretz Yisrael? What makes it possible for Jews and Eretz Yisrael to understand Torah on a higher level, aside from the fact that that's where they live, than Bnei Bavel? So what he's explaining is that the very eating of Eretz Yisrael is a different eating. And that makes the Bnei Eretz Yisrael more capable of being kalim to receive Torah's Eretz Yisrael. But Tavin Sod Gadol, Ka Torah Hi Midas HaTiferes. I'm sure that you know that as far as the Midas of the spheres are concerned, Torah is Tiferes. Chesed Gvur Tiferes. Torah is Tiferes. Eretz Yisrael Hi Midas HaMalchus. And Eretz Yisrael is Malchus. And it's known that Malchus is the receptacle, is the kli of Ur HaShefa to receive the Shefa, the Bracha, the light of Tiferes. So for instance, when Chazal tell us that a person who doesn't daven, he can't truly understand Torah. That there's this connection between Torah and Tefillah. And without davening, you can't truly understand Torah. Why not? So the answer is, because Torah is Tiferes. Torah is something that comes from above. It's not a subject, it's Torah. It's Torah Hashem. And it comes from that meter that's called Tiferes. The kli to receive the Torah is not just the intellect. Through Tefillah, Tefillah is also Malchus. Tefillah is the koach of Davin HaMelech, it's Malchus. Through tefillah, through davening, one makes oneself into a kli to be able to mekabel the Torah from Shammai. Even though tefillah and Torah are two different worlds. But through tefillah, a person becomes a kli kibbel because tefillah is malchus and Torah is teferes. L'chein peris Eretz Yisrael is malchus. L'chein peris Eretz Yisrael umezayna. The fruits of Eretz Yisrael and the food, bechlal, the food of Eretz Yisrael, but the food of Eretz Yisrael is beside Hamalchus. Heim hamachinim es levavus Yisrael leor hatiferes. So the food of Eretz Yisrael prepares the hearts of the Jewish people to receive the light of Torah, which is tiferes. B'shefa hakodesh ha'elyon shemeyer be'Eretz Yisrael. With the shefa of that higher light that is flowing in Eretz Yisrael. It's not, of course, it's not the same or that's flowing in Chutz Lars. The or that is flowing into Eretz Yisrael is different than, it's not like in Chutz Lars. But in order to receive that light, in other words, if you have a lot of light and you don't have a proper utensil or appliance to receive it, the appliance can blow up. It's not going to work. So it's true that there's a lot of funny stuff that goes on with our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. Personality-wise, and bichlal, there are many, many different things in Eretz Yisrael with the people, because since the aura that is shafeya, the aura that is descending, there is a very strong frequency. So, you know, like you have even with appliances, there's 220 and what's it? 110, it's 110 in Eretz Yisrael.
110
here and 220 over there, right? So you have to have an adapter. You have to adapt. That's one of the annoying things. Right when you got there, you can't find your adapter, right? So you have to have an adapter. There needs to be an adjustment because it's a different level of aura. In Gashmi, it's a different aura. It's a different frequency of aura. And when you have the wrong frequency, not only will the appliance not work, but it could even get there could be a blowout. Something could be ruined by the wrong frequency. So. Eretz Yisrael, there's a very intense frequency of ruchnius, of or, that's shofeya, from that world of Tiferes. It's a place that is created to receive Nevuah, to receive the deepest teachings of Kabbalah, to receive the highest level of Torah. That's the air of Eretz Avir at Eretz Yisrael. That's the world of Eretz Yisrael. It's very, very, very intense. The or there is shofeya very strongly from Tiferes Yisrael, from Torah, from Hashem, from Shemayim. So, the chassan is a very strong. The chassan shows tremendous energy and strength and power in Eretz Yisrael, more so than Chutz Laretz. So, if you don't have malchus, which is the kala, if the kli is not a kli to receive such or, so then it could cause confusion and problems. It can cause not only that it won't be light, but it could be complete darkness. It can cause terrible tsaras. So, in Eretz Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu designed Eretz Yisrael in such a way that through the achila of Eretz Yisrael, with even a minimal kavana, when you're making the bracha that it should be l'shem Shemayim, and together with all of the mitzvahs atlius baritz, which if you we've never thought about it since we're kids, those who are learning, we always take for granted. Oh, of course, nice to sell, there's trumas and maises, there's peya, there's leket shikhan peya, there's orla. Yeah, of course, because the land is holy, right? Well, what does that mean? So that you have mitzvahs atlius baritz, and it's a major part of the Torah. It's a big chunk of mitzvahs, are mitzvahs atlius baritz, that we don't feel connected to because we don't live there. And even the Bnei Eretz Yisrael nowadays are not. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so there's much that's missing. Comes to Shemitah, so it's felt more. But what is it about the land? What is it about the food? That there's such a thing that you could say that it's Kodesh, that there's Kedushas Ha'aretz, and Kedushas HaPeiros, and Kedushas Shvi'is, Shemitah. What is that? What it is all part of this adjustment, this adapter that makes it possible for Jews to be able to receive the Shefa Ha'elyon, to be Kalim to receive Tiferes, to be Malchus to receive Tiferes in the highest way possible. And through Trumas and Maisis and all the Dinim of the Mitzvahs that are very complicated, and there's so much of it, to be able to and to take what needs to be given, to be given to the Kohen, and to be given to the Levium, and so to come to Levium, the whole avoid of the land. It's something which is different, and it's in order to bring the Yoshvei Ha'aretz as close as possible to that Bechina of Oichlei Haman, where the food itself is not tainted or much less tainted by the Zuhama, by the impurity of the snake of Gan Eden. That the Achila is a different Achila. It's a different Achila. It's not true. No one's arguing the Torah is the highest thing. And ain't Torah is the Torah is the highest Torah. But because it's so high, you have to have an adapter. And the body that's filled with chutzlars de kamacholim, and the body that's becoming more and more coarse and less refined through its obsession with this world, it's not a kli. It's not a kli to receive such high madrigas of Torah. Shechiyus neshama adir. The Torah of Yisrael is a chiyus of the neshama. It's a tremendous light that enters into the soul. But the body has to be able to receive that. So Hashem gave us all of the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael to help us clean out. To clean out the bodies. That our eating is an eating of the Kedusha. That somehow by taking off that truma, and by giving it to the Kohen and all the dinim and following all the dinim of Trumas and Maises, that somehow by doing that, and Maises Sheni, and to take to Yushalayim, whatever, the whole inyan with food in Eretz Yisrael is to clean out the Zuhama of the snake, is to be able to facilitate that zivug of heaven and earth, of Torah Shabbat Chassav and Torah Shabbat Peh, of Kudsha Brichu and the Shechina. That's what the eating is about in Eretz Yisrael. L'or kol zayis novin, sha'asimcha b'tu b'shvat, hi simcha shal Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the simcha of tu b'shvat is a simcha of Eretz Yisrael, vi simcha al ha'geula. It's a tremendous simcha al ha'geula. Ki ha'peiris heim derach shalom l'eska shal ha'shechina, because the fruit, the eating of Eretz Yisrael, is a way for us to connect to the Shechina. So we try, we eat the minim of Eretz Yisrael, somehow, to make a connection. K'mo yishavinu kaidim l'chein. Sha'ha'adama shimena neitzanu, the earth from which all of us were formed. Mamshich lahachias as some derech ha'ilonis u'perusayim. Man comes from the earth. Ki ofra atov el ofra toshuv. Vayitza Hashem ha'kim zodim ofra min ha'adama. And therefore, the mozon of the person comes from the adama, from the trees, the fruits. K'may ha'aim ha'meinik es b'na, like the mother that's nursing the child. Kach b'perus Eretz Yisrael, yesh pnimius v'chitonius. So unlike the fruits of Chutz La'aretz, where it's just a piece of food, although everything, of course, is the Dvar Hashem, but it's very, 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 very covered. But the Peris of Eretz Yisrael is like a person. The Peris have pnimius and chitonius. Shefa l'neshama l'guf. It's as a shefa that nourishes the neshama and the guf. Ki ha'shechina ha'kadosh mislabesh es b'Eretz Yisrael. Because the Shechina is enclosed in Eretz Yisrael. Umarba es perosea ba'ayin yofa, and increases the blessings of the fruit ba'ayin yofa. You could even taste that in the taste of the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. that the fruits of Eretz Yisrael is a different time than Chutz La'aretz. Commercial Cholav Ha'em, the same way we see that when there's a woman that's having a baby, so naturally Hashem made it in such a way that now her body adjusts to that reality of the baby, and she has milk. The mother has milk. B'shvil ha-ben ha-noilad. Kach omer Rabbi Abba. K'shetira Eretz Yisrael ne'senes peresa ba'ayin yofa. When you see that as long as goyim took over Eretz Yisrael, as long as the goyim were there, that the peres of Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael was not producing. Because it's not Eretz Yisrael's children. It's not her child. But when the Jewish people came back, then the children are returning the same way that the mother gets milk for her child. So Eretz Yisrael's peiros produces peiros for her children. It's a very beautiful mashal. And you can take the Chalban's word for it because he's a Chalban. He's a milk. That's what he did. He worked in all the years in the milk factory. Dalek hashezo keitz hagul. And this is one of the Gemara says this is one of the greatest signs of the keitz of Mashiach coming, when Eretz Yisrael begins to produce for her children fruit, vegetables. That the land is flourishing with Hashem. Because when the mother's getting more milk, when the milk is coming in, that means as the milk is increasing in her, that means that the baby is getting closer to being born, and that her body's preparing for the birth of the child. Because the body's getting the food ready before the baby is born. When talking about the end of time, Hashem says you're going to see that before Mashiach comes, Hashem says you'll see. Anfechem titenu uperyachem tisu, that the trees are going to grow in abundance, and the fruit is going and the branches are going to be carrying lots and lots and lots of fruit. La mi Yisrael, only for my people Yisrael. It's a Ketz Magula, it's a revealed Mamash, a nice. Ki kerevu lavo, because kerevu means soon they're coming, my children are returning. And soon Mashiach is coming, and therefore Eretz Yisrael is preparing, the mother, Eretz Yisrael, is preparing the food for her children. Mamish shefa hashchina shemislabish b'chaymish al haaretz. It's the shechina that's mamish enclosed in the physical, in the earth of Eretz Yisrael. So the Bush Hashkina mehem nas saperus shalach yisrael. Ubekan yeda odem es oitzim amailah shabachilis peris Eretz Yisrael. From here we should know the great maila and the schus of eating the peris of Eretz Yisrael. El shekvari inu kaidel machayim b'diver b'chayim vital shabrocha ma'ayveris es haruchni yishabamayichel. One of the most important things, however, it's not just the food that you eat, it's by making a strong bracha. That's everywhere in the world, but especially in Eretz Yisrael. Ki tovin soy gadol, because this is a great secret. Shekamayi shab b'pri yesh pnimius v'chitzonius, the same way that the fruit has itself a neshama and a guf, pnimius and chitzonius. Shachitzonius hu amaychel agashmi, the chitzonius is the physical food itself. Me'eretz Yisrael ha'tachtoni, from the physical land of Eretz Yisrael. Shonod l'guf, that's for the body. V'apnimius yashefa haruchani, hashefa haruchni me'or hashchina. But the neshama of the food of Eretz Yisrael is that shefa haruchni that comes from the shchina. Shiha Eretz Al Yoni, which is the higher Eretz Yisrael. V'noi l'neshama, and that's designated for the neshama. Nikain hadover v'pula sa'achila, Shiezba pnimius v'chitzonius. When it comes to the act of eating, there's the chitzonius act of physically biting and eating the food, and then there's the neshama of the act of eating. Eating itself has a neshama. The neshama of eating is the bracha. Pnimius here bracha. If a person doesn't think about the bracha or doesn't say the bracha, then he's all these digesting is the physical food. And that's not the food of the neshama. That's not the shefa of the shechina. The pnimius is the bracha. Ki b'emtzos ha-brocha magbir ha-odem es or ha-elokus. It's through the bracha that a person strengthens the or of elokus. U'mamshech shefa rab b'peiris. He's able to draw down shefa of the neshama, of ruchnius, of the shechina, into the Paris. That's true everywhere in the world, but especially with the Paris of Eretz Yisrael. Ad sheha achila atzma nases kedosha me'oid umleyas or, until the eating itself becomes an act of holiness that's filled with light. So that very much depends upon the bracha being a proper bracha. K'mo yishyadua liyoidei chen, as is known to those who study Pnimius HaTorah, shesoid ha-moichin ha-pnimium nimshochim ba-achila va-moichin ha-makifin nimshochim be-bracha. Right, different madrigas we're not talking about now, but that one connects to the pnimius of the food, to the neshama of the food, through the bracha. Beside salam kanoida, v'nimsa sha-ha-brachi ha-sherish l'shefa ha-kaidish shi'ar ha-adam. And that's why, v'lachin, therefore, let's just finish this in a minute, that even if you're living in Chutz Laaretz and you have a pri that comes from Eretz Yisrael and you're holding this fruit in your hand, you should know that it has in it a hidden treasure. Or Elyon Shaba Mamish Mea Shechina B'Shvil Nishmascha, and Or Elyon that's coming direct from the Shechina for your Neshama. Elishor, as I told you, but it depends upon your being Mekadish yourself to receive it. If you're only looking at the actual fruit, the physical fruit, and the physical desire for the food is what's in control of you, takes over, then the food is just a physical thing that just that makes the person more distant from the Shekhinah. But if you strengthen Avas Hashem Yerasa, you make a bracha with good kavanah, with Hashem, with gratitude to Hashem, v'askar shemay b'kedushin, you say His name with the proper kavanas. Then b'kach tikasher es nishmascha l'mayla bar hashchina, you're connecting your neshama to the hashchina. V'tamshich ha'arvus kaidish gedoyle b'peiros, and you're drawing tremendous kedusha into the peiros. You're releasing, you're accessing that hidden treasure that's in the peiros of Eretz Yisrael. Ad shachiloscha tiamamish meshupas b'shefa pnimi gadol. That the eating is an act of mamish filled with shefa pnimi gadol, shiyam shich brach l'nishmascha yachnim amozna chitzani shiyazan gufcha, together with the physical food that's going to give nourishment to your body. Lo zu bavad, el shagam achila gashmis tia mezukechas moed. And that act of eating is very refined. Ki ha'or ha'pnimi yizakechas ha'chitzanius. Because the or ha'pnimi refines and purifies the food itself. B'kach gufcha yizkadish, and your body becomes more holy, not less holy. Ki yibonami chaymer ha'shen nisham gadol, because it's being built and strengthened by material that is shining with the neshama. That will help your mind to better grasp Torah, to understand Torah in a deeper way. And Kedusha. Ad shiyipokhwe nechala sig vazeilam, to make you a person that's able to open your eyes and to actually understand Razei Olam, secrets of Torah. Because the body, the more coarse the body is, the less it's able to understand Torah. Allah's come of a common when it comes to Pnimius HaTorah. It can't understand Pnimius HaTorah. So there are many people that, because they're so Megushamim, they can't look at anything in Pnimius HaTorah. It doesn't speak to them Bechlal, because they're so Megushamim that the aura of Pnimius HaTorah doesn't speak to them. They're not interested in that. Ubekach Tesrabas Goyevetor, yeah. Saitar is Hachisol, Beschus Birchas and Anamakavar, by making the Brachas Bekavan. Who has shown my Arizal, Rabbi Chaim Vital, Shikra, Sagas, Odom, Pluya, Bekavana, Amitis, Utmima, Bebechas, and then. Therefore, the Arizal said to Rabbi Chaim that the Ikka that's needed in order to be able to really, really understand what I'm telling you is make the brachas when you're eating, make good brachas. Vavain Dovazel, or Masharino, and he said, Vihiros, Shiniskla, Skaj, Kudusha, Shmai, Zbar. Okay. You have a minion, yeah?